Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 189. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I am talking about what I've been watching for this show, for the other shows that I produce, I guess, Top 5 and all of the other shows, as well as just other shows that I've been watching. I'm also talking about the changes that I am testing out in regards to the many faces, in regards to when I paint live. I'm also talking about some personal updates, walking you through my week as I tend to do every day, including my mental health for the week. And as always, at the end of every episode of Ray's Days, I will be sharing something that I am thankful for. So let's get into this episode, shall we? I have been very unmotivated to do almost anything. That could be due to a lot of things. Just generally this time of year, I think the fact that it gets dark super early has an aspect to it. I think the year I've had has a bit of an aspect to it, the reflection on the year that has been. Just the fact that I myself naturally will fluctuate between feeling manic and feeling depressed and everything in between, and try to share and express those things. But I have been feeling very unmotivated to do a lot of stuff, which includes the painting that I've taken a couple weeks off of. But one thing that I can do, regardless of motivation, is and enjoy doing, especially when I'm unmotivated to do anything else, is to watch movies and or TV shows. So I've been watching a lot of movies and TV shows in a productive way. Obviously, thankfully, I produce podcasts that require me to watch a lot of movies and TV shows. So I've been watching a lot of shows that I'm going to be, TV shows that I'm going to be potentially reviewing soon that are in process. I've been watching a ton of movies in preparation for upcoming top five episodes, which come out on Sundays, where I rank movies in a variety of categories. One of the shows that I've been watching that I was very interested to check out is Squid Game The Challenge, which is the reality show based on Squid Game, the South Korean show that was a phenomenon a couple years ago that I did a episode-by-episode recap of for the first season, and will be doing when the second season finally comes out, whenever that happens. And it was a crazy idea that Netflix decided to turn that show into a reality show, even though it turns out applies itself extremely well to a reality show format. And reality shows in general are pretty much devoid of any kind of heart or they're garbage TV shows in general. They are not the best expression of humanity. And Squid Game was the show, the original fictional show, commented on, you know, late stage capitalism, what happens when people are desperate to make money that are buried by debt and financial mistakes and needing to go and try and win money, win this lottery ticket known as prize money, by subjecting their, putting their life on the line, at least in the fictional show. And then this one, it's, you know, your typical reality show, but made to look exactly like the fictional show. Production value on this is insane. And I got to say, despite how tone deaf it may be, I love the show. It is insane. I am so hooked. the stories. You get really hooked on the different stories and the different people in this. The production value of it is amazing. And I don't know. As far, I mean, reality shows in general are guilty pleasures. I don't watch a whole lot of them. The Circle is one that is probably my more the one I kind of keep up with, which is another one on Netflix. I also like a lot of like competition shows. But yeah, I'm surprised how much I love this one. And it kind of took a while to get into it. Like they use squibs and things. I don't know. I'll definitely talk about it more next week when I review season one. But like it's surprising how much I like it, and how interesting so many storylines from the actual show are almost reflected in the reality show. Similar dynamics. It is crazy. But I've been watching that. Obviously, I've also been preparing for top fives, which means there's two episodes I'm preparing for. Next week is going to be birthday movies because my birthday is coming up this month. And then the other one is 80s Christmas movies because, of course, a fictional character known as Jesus was supposedly born in December as well, which technically I don't think he was. Like the according to the fictional scholars of the Bible or whatever, but they chose Christmas because it was a pagan holiday, and most holidays in Christianity come from pagan holidays. So yeah, those two things, Christmas, my birthday. So I've been watching a lot of 80s Christmas movies, which are very interesting. Been watching a lot of birthday movies, which is very interesting, trying to figure out what actually constitutes a birthday movie, because there's a lot of movies where a birthday is definitely part of it, whether it's somebody trying to get a gift for somebody on their birthday, or they are trying to, or a gift was given on a birthday, and that changes the dynamics of the things, the characters, throughout the movie. So it's kind of interesting to see which movies, in the context of birthday movie, which movies I'm liking. And there's been some new discoveries that might actually make the list. But because they are so vague and open categories, there's a lot of movies to sift through. So just been enjoying watching a lot of movies that I've on the lists of potential candidates for both of those two categories. So, you know, and unlike five movie franchises, which is super easy to do, where you just watch five movies and rank them, or six movies or whatever, you know, these categories can have, you know, 10, 20 potential movies. So, you know, some of them I already know, obviously, 80s Christmas movies. There's ones that I'm pretty sure I know where they're going to go. But in revisiting them, sometimes it reformats and reframes things. Some movies I haven't seen in a long time, and it's interesting to see how much they hold up or how little they hold up. A movie that I had never really seen, but is a classic birthday movie, for instance, is 16 Candles. And in watching it, or at least trying to watch it yesterday, knew but wasn't really aware of the actual extent of how absolutely racist that movie is. Man, so that's, I mean, in my opinion, that's just a horrible movie. Obviously, if you grew up with it and, you know, you're used to overlooking the just blatant Asian racism, there's definitely movies where I'm sure nostalgia overpowers blatant racism, but yeah, for me, I couldn't get through. I don't know how much, whenever that character is introduced, I don't know how many gongs and I don't know what instrument it is, but it's a very Asian instrument that is similar to a gong. just constantly gets played anytime he speaks or is seen. It is like a racist soundtrack for a character. I had to turn it off. I was like, this is garbage. It seemed like an interesting idea. Like, there, nobody in the family seems to acknowledge that she's having a birthday. But whatever. I could care less. 16 Candles isn't going to make the list. Spoilers. But I've also seen some hidden gems. And it'll kind of be tough to narrow it down. It'll be tough to, like, rank them. And it'll be tough to narrow them down. Like, some great movies that I love, I may keep off the list just because I don't feel like they are birthday movies. Or maybe Christmas movies. Just because Christmas happens to be part of the narrative. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of loose things. It's kind of part of what I enjoy about Top 5 is that I can kind of play around with the format a little bit when I'm making this list. It's, you know, I can have some fun. So I've been watching a lot of movies, which is nice. Those genres of movies are both, like, usually pretty upbeat movies, so heartwarming movies, which, you know, I enjoy, especially when I'm not motivated and depressed and just kind of in my own head about everything. Let's take a short break from this episode. Listeners, let me paint you a picture. Imagine owning a piece of art that's not only visually striking, but also exclusive. Dive deep into The Many Faces, a series that's now available as high-quality, limited-edition prints. Each piece captures the essence of abstract and surreal beauty, making it a perfect conversation starter for your space. What makes these prints even more special? They're all hand-signed and numbered by the artist, me, adding that personal touch of authenticity. And the best part, you don't need to break the bank to own one. Starting at just $5 for a 4x6-inch size piece, and the prices scale up from there, as well as the sizes, giving you options to suit your space and your budget. Art collectors, enthusiasts, or anyone who loves a unique piece, this is your chance. Elevate your space, elevate your walls, and own a piece of limited edition artistry. Head over to inspireddisorder.com and secure your exclusive print today. Now let's get back to the show. And like I said, I took another week off of painting. On Thursday, when Thursday came around, which I normally paint on Thursdays, just had no desire. Just had no desire at all, right? Not necessarily to just paint, because that's only a small aspect of what it is. You know, Thursday I paint, used to. I'm changing that. And then Friday I process the paintings. So I photograph all of the paintings, edit the photographs, edit all the videos that I use for social media. So it's a lot of work that I do Friday that goes along with making new paintings. And I just didn't feel like doing any of that. So I didn't, which is another 2 weeks in a row that I took off. But what I'm thought of doing, just to kind of spread my week out more, to maybe make it just not feel like seeing all the work that's coming up to prepare for this show and all that, just kind of let things breathe a bit more, is that I might change my schedule and paint on Wednesdays at 4:20 and then edit everything Thursdays. That way, Friday and Saturday, I can use those to kind of prepare for the show, for producing the podcast on Sunday. So it kind of breaks my week up a little bit more evenly instead of making it so heavy at the end of the week. So we'll see how it goes. I'm planning on doing that next week. So we'll see. I probably have to change a bunch of stuff because I've been painting on Thursdays at the same time for years. So I'm sure there's a lot of promotional type material that I'll need to change and make different to make sure I get the proper promotions ready for Wednesday painting. But yeah, it's, you know, just also, you know, I've talked about it before. I just don't mind taking the weeks off now just because, you know, I have so many paintings that I've done and are available for sale. So it's not like I'm sold out and need to make inventory. And it's also not like things are flying off the shelf, which is kind of just another kind of depressing thing to look back on for the year. Not only not having sales through my website, but also just gigs falling through or just not having anything. I thought this was going to be a busy time of year with a lot of events that were going to be available, and I haven't seen any. So it's like, which is okay, because, you know, if events of this year had been different, then I'd be so screwed. I'd been so screwed this time of year. So at least I'm in a place financially where it's not do or die for me, but still it's depressing. It's depressing that nobody wants to buy my work. It's depressing that nobody wants to buy prints. It's depressing that people don't even want to retweet, which I don't even use Twitter anymore, and Twitter's not even a real thing anymore. People don't want to repost my work. I do get compliments pretty regularly. You know, people love my work. Got a great one the other day. Oh, this kind of a double-edged sword is like, this is the kind of work that only takes off when the artist dies. Like, we'll never be appreciated until the artist dies. He's like, keep going. And he's like, well, I would definitely buy some of your work if my money was different. And I had to remind him, which I understand, people financially tough, but like, you can buy a limited edition signed and numbered print for as little as $5. You know, I have prints for $5 and original pieces starting at $20. So, you know, it's not breaking the bank. I really, if you wanted to buy some of my work, to use the excuse of not being able to afford it, like, man, you can't afford $5? You can't? I call bullshit, but who knows? It's okay. So yeah, just been depressed when it comes to my art. Not necessarily where I'm at with my art. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with the growth that I've had with it. And the opportunities that I've had this year. I've had many opportunities this year. By far the most opportunities of any year. Doing a lot of live shows and group shows all took place this year. All at the beginning of the year and then kind of ended in summer. And, you know, maybe the beginning of next year will be different. And hopefully, you know, once I get a car, that will change things and allow me to be able to track down and attend and kind of network more. But I don't know. A lot of, like, even the car stuff has been a lot of mental, just a lot of mental energy that's being expended. But so I took the week off of painting, whatever. And I'm going to try painting Wednesday starting. I mean, as this episode comes out, last Wednesday, I would have been painting at 4:20. And if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/inspireddisorder, you subscribe, you hit the notifications button. Anytime I go live, it will notify you. So you don't even have to keep track of it. But yeah, so I'm going to try the new day, see how that works out. But on a personal level, you know, I've had a lot of crazy dreams, some of which very stressful. Like, there was one where it was just, I was being, as an adult, I was my age, but I was being bullied by other adults. Like, it was, took me back to when I was in, like, middle school, or even just any time in my earlier age where it's like people bullying me, and it's like just being complete assholes to me, and it's like, what is going on? It was so crazy. Like, I was in my studio, it was like a different version of my studio, and like people were coming in and just using my equipment to do bullshit stuff and just using up my supplies and taking over my tools and not allowing me to do anything and talking shit. And it was a crazy stressful dream. And that was after watching a bunch of feel-good movies. So it's not like I was watching some movie that triggered me into it. Crazy. I had so many crazy dreams. Last night I had a bunch of like, they're not like all one type of dream. It's like dreams that turn into different dreams constantly. And part of one of them last night was I was able to see an x-ray version of myself when I looked in the mirror. And it scared the shit out of me. One, my spine was all like pulled to one side because I've been having some back, like some soreness and like want to work out a knot or whatever. But in my dream, it manifested like my spine was all out of whack. And I like was so scared to look at it because I was like scared that I would see that something's wrong with me. That was part of one of my dreams last night. A bunch of other stuff too. Like I've been having crazy dreams and not necessarily sleeping that great. Like the stressful dreams, like I wake up and my heart's racing and I'm stressed out, which is not good. It's just not good. On the other side of things, I decided to, during Black Friday, kind of get some upgrades for my quote-unquote kitchen space. Right, it's not a real kitchen. I don't have like a sink or anything. It's like a corner of my studio where I make food. You know, I had like a toaster oven and a little hot plate and a microwave and an air fryer. And my toaster oven, I got at a thrift store years ago, so it kind of doesn't really work that great. The air fryer I've used, it's one of the most amazing kitchen tools you can have. But the display hasn't been working for like 2 years, and I kind of have to guess what temperature and time selections I'm using. And then my hot plate doesn't really heat up that much. So it's just like, it just makes cooking take a lot longer. And it's only a single hot plate. So, you know, when I'm cooking stuff that requires me to make rice or pasta, I always have to make the rice or pasta first and then just kind of hope it doesn't get too cold by the time I do all the other stuff. So I decided to make a few upgrades. I got a combination toaster oven air fryer. It was on sale, Black Friday sale. Emeril Lagasse. I guess there's like an infomercials for it. It also does rotisserie. Like this thing does a bunch of stuff. Dehydrates. Bunch of stuff. I love it so far. I've only used it for a few things. But I love it. It's going to be way better than the toaster oven. It's digital display, all that stuff. Works great so far. And then so I was able to get rid of my toaster oven and my air fryer. Got one device that can do both of those and do other things. And it's just larger capacity than the toaster oven I was using. And then I ordered a hot plate, an infrared hot plate that has two burners on it. So that will be much better. So upgrading my kitchen just a little bit because I've been doing, you know, signed up for the meal delivery services, which I had a bunch of stress with. And I've spent so much time on customer service with this meal delivery service because they keep fucking up. And they gave me like this, a discount to like apologize to make me, because I was like, I just want to get the fuck out of here. But they gave me this discount, and the discount that they said they gave me is not the discount that showed up on my account. So now it's like I got to contact them again. I took screenshots of our conversation to make sure. I'm like, it's like they're lying to me. It's like, oh, we're going to give you a credit, but then I can never use the credit because I have discounts that I get. And the credit only goes through when you stop using discounts. So I would have to jump off of this plan where I get discounts, so I'm paying more for the service in order to use the credit. It's like, if I have a credit, why can't I just use the fucking credit? If $10 is $10, what does it matter if I'm already getting a discount on something else? It's $10. It's just crazy how they've act like they're doing you a favor. But then when you see the reality of it, it's just like it's temporary or it's bullshit. And I just like, so tired of it. Let's take a quick break from the show. Listeners, are you ready to take your experience with the Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Dive into Inspired Disorder Plus for just $5 a month. You unlock a world of premium content that's sure to satisfy your every entertainment and artistic craving. Imagine enjoying the Ray Taylor Show a full week completely ad-free in both audio and video formats. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Get exclusive access to live painting archives. Be the first to lay your eyes on the new paintings from the many faces. And enjoy members-only discounts and deals that'll have you coming back for more. With a treasure trove that includes a podcast back catalog, boasting 14 unique shows and over 600 episodes, personal insights through Ray Taylor's own blog, creative writing to spark your imagination, and an interactive Ask Me Anything section, Inspired Disorder Plus is a feast for the curious mind. Ready to elevate your entertainment game? Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and become a member of an exclusive club. Dive in. Indulge and inspire your senses. Now let's get back to the show. So we'll see if I stick with it. I'm trying out another service. So I put 1 week on pause for that one, and I'm getting this other service that's, we'll see how it goes. But because I've been doing a lot of cooking, I'm trying to make that process just trying to upgrade the stuff so I can it just makes cooking a little bit easier for me, right? And make it just more efficient, all that kind of stuff. It'd be also interesting because it can do the rotisserie stuff, do a rotisserie chicken or like a tenderloin, or do slow cooker. It has slow cooker function, or dehydrate. It can make beef jerky, which I don't know if I'll ever make beef jerky, but I can do that. I also slow cook a brisket or something like that, which I enjoy, or beef tongue. I love that. So it allowed me to do a lot of things that I never been able to do. So it'd be interesting. We'll see if I do those things, but I enjoy cooking. It's my only hobby right now really is cooking. So got all that stuff. We'll see how it all works. As far as mental health, I finally feel less manic, but still unmotivated. It feels like I just can't sleep enough. I have been taking a lot of naps just because I have been waking up so exhausted. Because I'm having stressful dreams, not sleeping that great, ending up taking naps or just trying to stay in bed after, if I wake up too early, just trying to sleep in, which is whatever, sleeping a lot, 'tis the season, I guess. So mental health, still not great, but, I think there's probably a lot of things that contribute to that. But what I want to do, and as I do at the end of every episode, is highlight something that I am thankful for. And this week, I am thankful for learning how to cook. At least learning the basics. I've always kind of known how to cook. I've used recipes before and stuff like that. Always had, way too many kitchen appliances and tools that were just completely unnecessary. Had so many spices that never got used. Signing up during the pandemic, I signed up for one of these meal delivery services, right? Which I think is the perfect way to learn. If you want to learn how to cook, sign up for one of these services. There's a bunch of them out there. Hit me up. I have coupons to give you a free meal from the one that I use, which I may not be using anymore. But it's great because they send you, you might need butter and salt and pepper and sugar. You'll need a pan. You'll need a pot. You'll need a stove. You just need the basics. One chef's knife will get you through most things. You don't need to have an elaborate kitchen at all. but they give you all the ingredients you need. So you're not buying ingredients. Like, if a recipe calls for paprika, you know, and you don't use paprika a whole lot, it doesn't matter because they give you all the paprika you need for the meal. Usually they give you a little bit more curry powder, whatever it is. You know, you get the right amount of onions, the right amount of scallions, the exact amount of beef or meat or whatever it is, right? So you don't have all these ingredients that you would if you were buying it at a grocery store. So you're not having extra stuff. You don't need any special equipment. And then once you do it enough, and they're all pretty basic recipes, like they're not very complex at all. And once you do it enough times, it starts to become, a lot of the aspects of it just become automatic. Like you kind of, you get ingredients and you kind of know how you're going to be processing these ingredients. Or at least, you know, when I first started, I would spend so much time like reading and rereading the instructions. Like, okay, I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to do this. And now it's kind of like, okay, I kind of know when things are going to happen and what's going to happen and all that kind of stuff. You kind of get, becomes more intuitive the more you do it. You know, because at the beginning, like you, everything, like when you first start driving, you're thinking of so many things. You're thinking of like cars, what lane, what your turn signal's doing, what your foot's doing. You're thinking of all kinds of things. And then eventually you'll be driving to work and not even know how you got there, right? Driving becomes so automatic. But when you first start driving, you're like thinking of everything. It takes up so much of your energy. And that's the same thing with cooking. Eventually it just becomes very easy. And then you can kind of experiment with stuff. Oh, so now when I'm choosing meals, I'm like, oh, I want to have this recipe. I want to know how to make this. Like, there's a lot of soups and stews and chilies that I want to learn. Like, there's a chili verde that I love to make, and I've made a bunch of times. It's super easy. You just need a pot. You just put the stuff in it at different times. Super easy to do. So I want more of those recipes. I want to make different kinds of chili. I really like the bowls, the different bowls that you make, where it's like you cook rice, and then you do the meat and add the veggies and the sauces and you put it all. It's super easy. So I'm really enjoying it. And it's also introduced me to different recipes, like great recipes that I love, like chili verde. But it's like, I've also gotten to try meals that I never would have tried before. All these different kinds of curries and different, like, you know, Mediterranean foods and these different dishes that I never would have tried. You know, unless you go to a restaurant or something like that, which I'm not going to restaurants. I don't have that kind of money. It's way cheaper. Like, it's way more affordable than eating out. Like, if you eat out all the time, it's way cheaper to do this. But it's a little bit more expensive than if you are just buying groceries and trying to live poor, which I've done too, you know, eating just a lot of rice and beans and really making basic stuff. So it's, you know, it's, if you find that you are eating out a lot, this is going to be way cheaper and you get to eat almost like you're eating out all the time. Cause you're getting all these kinds of different foods. It's great. I love it. And I also love it. I'm eating better. I'm eating better quality food. The meals are more well-rounded. And you see what portion sizes really look like when you're cooking them. So all of those things, that's kind of the advantage of the meal kit. But I would say if you want to learn how to cook, they are the best. Sign up for like one of their trial things. And then once you get the hang of it, then cancel it. Go buy some cookbooks if you want to do it the old-fashioned way. But I love it. It is definitely my favorite hobby, that cooking has become my only hobby. Everything else that used to be a hobby, I've kind of turned into some way to monetize my life, but I have no desire to work in a restaurant. I really don't necessarily feel comfortable cooking for people, really. I probably would now and then, but I kind of, it's just something that I enjoy doing. Like, I love making things, and cooking is a way of making things. I love eating, obviously. So yeah, it's kind of, I enjoy it. If you can afford it, for sure. So that's what I'm thankful for, learning how to cook. Upcoming events, live painting. I'm changing to Wednesdays, every Wednesday at 4:20 Pacific time. That is going to be the new time, new day and new day that I'm going to be painting. And also continuing now through January 27th of next year, I have a painting that is part of the Desert Views exhibit at the La Quinta Museum in La Quinta, California. On January 20th will be the artist reception for the Desert Views exhibit, which I will be attending. So you can come by and say hi, say check out all the other artwork, which you can do now through the end of, or through January 24th. And for details on all of that, go to inspireddisorder.com/events for details for all of my upcoming live and local events that hopefully I will be booking more events probably the beginning of next year. I don't think I'll be doing any the end of this year. But I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Ray's Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.